Next month, 36 states will elect a governor. 9 of those races where Republicans are in office are so competitive, some analysts say they're a toss-up. Even though a Republican is in office now, the winner could come from either party. One example? Iowa, where the Republican governor can't seem to inch past her Democratic challenger. Here's Clay Masters of Iowa Public Radio.
There was barbecue and live music at a Harvest-themed fundraiser for Iowa's Republican Governor Kim Reynolds this weekend in Des Moines. For the kids, there were balloon animals and face painting. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was the keynote speaker. Before taking to the podium, she signed autographs and took pictures with the crowd.
Uh-oh, did you already get your face painted? Oh, that looks awesome.
Sanders, the daughter of former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, tells the crowd they need to keep the state's top office in Republican control.
Trust me, I've seen what a liberal Democrat running a state looks like. Remember, I'm from Arkansas and I lived under the Clintons for a long time.
This is the first time Reynolds has run for the office she holds. She was lieutenant governor and took over for former Governor Terry Branstad when he became U.S. ambassador to China last year. Reynolds touts a budget surplus of $127 million and a state unemployment rate of 2.5% as a couple reasons voters should keep her as governor. That resonates with Carol Gerst of West Burlington, who was at the fundraiser. The registered Democrat thinks Republican policies are working here.
With Branstad, we would have stayed with him too if he hadn't have gone to China. We're staying with Kim because we think he was preparing her for this moment.
As Reynolds stepped out of the shadows of her predecessor, she's walked into the light of President Donald Trump. Last week, she appeared on stage with the president in front of a packed arena in Council Bluffs, Iowa, and praised him.
Thank you for cutting taxes for hardworking Iowans, for eliminating senseless regulations that stifled innovation and jobs, for standing strong with Justice Kavanaugh, and appointing conservative judges to the court.
Democrats here are hoping Governor Reynolds' close alignment with the president works in their favor. Immediate effects of Trump's tariffs have not been good for farmers. And while Iowa went big for President Trump in 2016, 2 years later, with less than stellar approval ratings in the state, Democrats see an opportunity. Their candidate is Fred Hubble. The former board member of Iowa's Planned Parenthood has some name recognition in the state. He's a wealthy retired businessman and is getting help from Democrats all over the country.
Two things I want to get off my chest right now. Number one, Fred Hubble is going to be the next governor.
Yeah!
That's Washington's Governor Jay Inslee. He's the chair of the Democratic Governors Association and is talking with volunteers getting ready to knock doors in the small Iowa college town of Grinnell.
Number two, Donald Trump is just a blip in history, and we are going to rescue this country again, starting right here in Iowa.
And polls show the race is close between Hubble and Reynolds. Hubble has spent millions of his own dollars on his campaign, which has primarily focused on what he sees as Reynolds' mismanagement of Medicaid and the state budget.
We shouldn't have been taking money out of education, out of healthcare, out of public safety, out of our judicial system, and then come up with a budget surplus that was a lot bigger than they thought it was, and they can't explain why.
Artist and Democratic volunteer Tara Shukla Jones says she's voting for Hubble, even though he wasn't her first pick in the primary.
I think voting is kind of like brushing your teeth. It's not really glamorous, and it's not really about you. It doesn't always make you feel, like, fabulous, but if you don't do it for a long time, there are problems, right? So, no, I think Fred Hubble is a better choice for governor.
With early voting underway, some Iowans have already cast their decision in a contest that's quickly become one of the country's most competitive governor's races. For NPR News, I'm Clay Masters in Des Moines.